our inheritance. With a little music and about 100 scriptures, we shall see how God intended to prosper us, His children. Let's listen in, learn, and see His majestic plan. Inheritance defined is simply this: the legal process to receive money, title, or property as an heir at the death or direction of a previous holder of such benefit. In my father's economy, inheritance is our only means of prospering or receiving what we need. Unlike the worldly economy we are leaving, we do not work for, nor earn, nor deserve our incomes or revenue streams, but they are provided for us, or added to us, based on our obedience to the Father's Word and Spirit. God is no respecter of men's worldly training, college degrees, skills, abilities, licenses, wealth, nor position, but He honors and blesses whosoever will study, learn, and do His righteous ways and word. Matthew 6. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now there's a clue. Let's learn His ways with money. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It is well, beloved, to inherit from Him that owns it all. Isaiah 48. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Hey there, if our Father is teaching, should we not be eager to listen and to learn? Psalm 35. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who hath pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. If you seek first God and give high priority to His righteous ways, you will see His prosperity. 1 Corinthians 12. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. We cannot enter into His kingdom or receive our inheritance without His Holy Spirit. Without Him, we can do nothing. John 3. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Inherit from thee unlimited. Psalm 47. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Acts 20. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Proverbs 8. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Hebrews 1. He has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Psalm 16. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. Ephesians 1. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who working all things after the counsel of his own will. Colossians 1. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Psalm 33. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Psalm 37. Wait on the Lord, and keep his ways, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Psalm 25. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Colossians 3. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Psalm 94. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Positioned to inherit. Matthew 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 25. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Galatians 3. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Psalm 37. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Psalm 105. And he brought forth his people with joy, and is chosen with gladness. And he gave them the lands of the heathen, and they inherited the labor of the people, that they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Proverbs 3. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Ephesians 1. the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 5. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Proverbs 13. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Psalm 25. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Psalm 37. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Hebrews 1. But to which of the angels said he at any time, Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Proverbs 14. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Numbers 18. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, Thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Take up the cross, follow him. Acts 26. To open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Psalm 37. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. 1 Corinthians 6. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew 19. And every one that hath forsaken houses, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. Ecclesiastes 7. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. Psalm 37. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Mark 10. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Thou knowest the commandments, Jesus said. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, and sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come. take up the cross and follow me. 1 Corinthians 15. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Luke 10. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. Do this, and thou shalt live. Predestined to inherit. Proverbs 17. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. Luke 18. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, parents, brethren, wife, children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Acts 20. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. Proverbs 20. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Ephesians 1. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom you also have trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Galatians 5. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Remember envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Proverbs 8. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Proverbs 11. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Psalm 25. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. Joint heir with Christ. Romans 8. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 4. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. Galatians 3. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hebrews 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. He went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of that same promise. Galatians 4. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Nevertheless, what saith the Scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. Titus 3. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. Hebrews 11. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Revelation 21. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. May God bless you all.
With all your heart, you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. Draw near to me, humble yourself. For you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. For I know the plan I have for you, plans to prosper you. not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you'll call on me. Come and pray to me, and I will listen, and I will be your God, and you will be my child. Give you hope and a future.